Ever felt stuck in a rut, battling anxiety, or struggling to overcome a challenge that seems insurmountable? What if the solution was to stop trying so hard and start playing instead? Jane McGonigal's groundbreaking book, Super Better, offers a revolutionary approach to resilience that has transformed countless lives through the power of gameful thinking. This isn't just another self-help manual. It's a scientifically validated method that has caught the attention of everyone from Silicon Valley executives to military personnel. Endorsed by positive psychology pioneer Martin Seligman and featured in publications like Time and The New Yorker, Super Better has become a cultural phenomenon, with over 400,000 players worldwide reporting dramatic improvements in their lives. The method has been rigorously tested through University of Pennsylvania studies and NIH-funded clinical trials, proving that 30 days of Super Better significantly reduces depression and anxiety while increasing optimism and life satisfaction. Whether you're recovering from trauma, managing chronic conditions, or simply seeking greater happiness and resilience, the game of Super Better offers a playful path to becoming stronger than you ever imagined possible. Games aren't just entertainment. They're powerful tools that tap into our innate psychological strength. When we play games, we display remarkable qualities: optimism in the face of difficult odds, creativity in solving complex problems, and determination to overcome obstacles. The Super Better method helps us bring these same strengths to real-life challenges. Research reveals three fundamental truths about resilience that form the foundation of the Super Better approach. First, you are stronger than you know. You have an innate ability to control your attention, which can prevent anxiety, depression, trauma, and even physical pain. Second, you are surrounded by potential allies, people who can provide support when you need it most. Third, you are the hero of your own story, capable of developing heroic qualities like willpower, determination, and courage. The most striking example of game's power comes from Snow World, a virtual reality game that reduces severe burn pain by 30 to 50%, more effectively than morphine. Patients playing Snow World report being aware of pain only 8% of the time, compared to 100% awareness with traditional treatment. Brain scans confirm that the game doesn't just distract patients, it actively prevents pain signals from being processed. This demonstrates what psychologists call the spotlight theory of attention. Our brains can only process limited information at once, and we can deliberately redirect our attention away from pain or distress. Even without VR technology, simple games, knitting, or any challenging activity can effectively block pain signals. The key insight is that we have far more control over our physical and emotional experiences than we realize, power that comes from controlling our attention spotlight. Games also create remarkable neurological and physiological linkage between players. When two people play together, their facial expressions, heart rates, breathing patterns, and even brain waves synchronize within minutes. This happens whether they're cooperating or competing, and creates biological connections that correlate strongly with increased empathy and social bonding. These synchronizations lay the foundations for stronger relationships that extend beyond gameplay. Perhaps most importantly, games develop our heroic potential by increasing character strengths like grit, perseverance, compassion, and work ethic. Video games create dopamine rushes as powerful as intravenous amphetamines, priming our brains for increased self-efficacy with every action. This neurological boost ensures gamers stay focused and determined despite frequent failure, a quality that extends beyond games. Research shows frequent gamers develop a dispositional need to complete difficult tasks and show higher persistence when facing challenges in real life. The Super Better method consists of 7 simple rules that help you think and live gamefully. These rules have been scientifically validated through rigorous studies and help players draw on their natural gameful strengths: controlling attention, turning anyone into a potential ally, supercharging heroic qualities like willpower and compassion, and facing challenges head-on instead of escaping them. The first rule is to challenge yourself. When we play games, we rarely feel hopeless. Even when struggling, we're more likely to feel determined than powerless. This mindset shift is crucial. With a threat mindset, you focus on potential risk and harm, feeling pressured to prevent negative outcomes. Your arteries constrict, your heart works harder, and your fight or flight response activates. With a challenge mindset, you focus on growth opportunities while acknowledging risks. You feel realistically optimistic, gather resources, draw on personal strengths, and experience better physical responses, expanded arteries, efficient cardiac output, and balanced nervous system. A key technique for shifting to a challenge mindset is cognitive reappraisal, specifically turning anxiety into excitement by simply saying, "I'm excited," aloud. Harvard research shows this simple trick makes people less anxious, more optimistic, and more successful at stressful tasks because physiologically, anxiety and excitement are nearly identical states. By reframing physical arousal as excitement rather than anxiety, you free mental resources to focus on creative problem solving. The second rule is to collect and activate power-ups, simple, cost-free actions that reliably make you feel better regardless of your circumstances. These might include watching baby animal videos, looking out windows, holding someone's hand, eating brain-healthy foods, texting a loved one, listening to energizing music, or doing screw-you push-ups when exhausted. Power-ups aren't just momentary mood boosters. They actually change your biology in ways that reduce stress vulnerability and increase your capacity for growth. The effectiveness of power-ups is rooted in how they improve your vagal tone, the health of your vagus nerve that stretches from brain to intestines, touching your heart, lungs, voice box, ears, and stomach. This nerve regulates virtually every important mind-body function, making its strength the single best measure of stress resilience. People with stronger vagal tone experience less physical pain, anxiety, depression, and PTSD. As neuroscientist Dr. Stephen Porges explains, your neurophysiologic state before stress determines whether you'll experience growth or negative impacts afterward. The third rule of Superbetter is to find and battle bad guys, obstacles that make it harder to achieve your goals. In games, bad guys force creativity and cleverness, pushing players to develop new strategies and skills. Real-life bad guys function similarly, making it harder to achieve goals while helping develop skills that ultimately make us stronger. Bad guys can be mental, counterproductive thoughts like self-doubt or perfectionism, emotional, unpleasant feelings such as anxiety or fear, physical, actions making you unwell like poor sleep habits, or social, negative interactions or toxic relationships. Four supervillains plague Superbetter players most frequently: the sticky chair, tricking us into being sedentary through endless scrolling or binge watching; solitary confinement, preventing meaningful human contact by isolating ourselves with work or technology; the two-headed monster, making "I'm too busy, tired, stressed" excuses; and the guilty twin, twisting gratitude into guilt, making us feel unworthy of good things. Naming bad guys helps separate them from yourself, making them easier to battle. For example, instead of saying "I'm lazy," you might say "the sticky chair got me today." To battle bad guys effectively, you need psychological flexibility, the courage to face difficult things and adapt your approach when needed. Research shows this quality dramatically impacts health outcomes across various conditions. In studies of chronic back pain, the psychological flexibility of patients at injury time, not injury severity or initial pain level, best predicts recovery success. Flexible patients return to work an average of 8 weeks faster, exercise 40% more frequently, and report significantly fewer pain symptoms. Less flexible individuals often enter a downward spiral. Fearing pain or failure, they withdraw from activities, creating artificial barriers to full living and worsening their condition. The fourth rule is to seek out and complete quests, purposeful actions that bring you closer to your goals while building heroic willpower. In Superbetter, quests aren't just items on a to-do list. They're meaningful actions with purpose in a larger context. For instance, instead of "go for a walk," a quest might be "scout new territory by exploring a different neighborhood route." Like a muscle, willpower strengthens with exercise but can be exhausted. Taking purposeful action throughout the day, what researchers call committed action, sparks motivation and expands your capabilities through small wins and gradual progress. The most powerful quests align with your core values, bringing vitality and purpose to your life. Values aren't something you achieve like a goal. They're ways of being that bring purpose to life. Strengths you want to show, like creativity or courage, virtues to uphold, such as honesty or kindness, or ways of serving something larger than yourself, like environmental stewardship or community service. Research shows that value-guided actions unlock extraordinary motivation and willpower even during depression, grief, anxiety, or hardship. Studies demonstrate that people who connect their daily actions to their core values show 60% more persistence on challenging tasks and report higher levels of life satisfaction. The fifth rule is to recruit allies to help on your journey, recognizing that no hero succeeds entirely alone. While asking for help with serious problems can feel vulnerable and difficult, inviting someone to play a game is easy and natural. Social support dramatically improves our ability to achieve goals through multiple scientifically proven pathways. Research shows that supportive interactions physically strengthen us by reducing cortisol and other stress hormones, boosting immune function through increased production of natural killer cells, and improving cardiovascular health by lowering blood pressure and heart rate. Social connections have been shown to extend life expectancy by 7 to 9 years, as much as quitting smoking or reaching a healthy weight. You don't need to be extroverted or have many friends to benefit from social support. Even one or two allies, people you can speak honestly with about challenges and ask for help, make a tremendous difference. Studies show that having just one close confidant can reduce depression risk by 50% and anxiety by 35%. The gameful approach makes it easier for friends and family to know exactly how to support you through specific roles, providing power-ups like words of encouragement or practical help, helping identify bad guy patterns, and joining you for cooperative quests. In Super Better, an ally's role is clearly defined. They need to know what challenge you're tackling, understand your personal power-ups and bad guys, and check in with you periodically about your progress. When recruiting allies, follow 4 key steps. Share your challenge with vulnerability and specificity, explain the ally role using game terminology, set clear time boundaries, like, can you check in with me weekly for 1 month? And give each ally a specific starter quest to help them engage immediately. This structure makes it easier both to ask for help and to give it effectively. The sixth rule invites players to adopt a secret identity, a heroic nickname that highlights unique personal strengths and aspirations. This playful yet powerful practice functions like a real-world avatar, bringing out heroic qualities like determination, courage, and compassion. Secret identities can draw inspiration from diverse sources: fiction, like The Winter Warrior; myth, Phoenix Rising; history, Florence the Fearless, after Florence Nightingale; or family legend, Hurricane Hannah, after a resilient grandmother. The key is choosing a name that resonates personally and evokes the qualities you want to embody. Secret identities help players focus on their signature character strengths, the heroic qualities core to their identity. These aren't just skills or talents, but virtues that come naturally and bring deep satisfaction when exercised. Research by Dr. Martin Seligman and his team at the University of Pennsylvania identified 24 universal character strengths that bring happiness and increase resilience. These include creativity, generating novel ideas, curiosity, exploring the unknown, bravery, facing fears, persistence, overcoming obstacles, love, forming deep connections, kindness, helping others, leadership, organizing groups effectively, forgiveness, letting go of hurt, humor, bringing lightness to difficulty, and spirituality, finding meaning in life. When players activate these strengths through their secret identity, they access deeper wells of motivation and resilience. The seventh rule is to go for an epic win, a special kind of goal designed to be more like game goals than ordinary self-improvement targets. Unlike vague aspirations, epic wins are realistic yet challenging, energizing to pursue, and forgiving if you fail. They help you develop positive reappraisal, the ability to find good outcomes even in difficult situations. Epic wins share characteristics with video game achievements. They're concrete, achievable with effort, and provide clear feedback on progress. For instance, rather than become more social, an epic win might be initiate 3 meaningful conversations with colleagues this week. Measurable wins are clear goals with objectively trackable progress and obvious completion points. Unlike vague aims like get more sleep, measurable wins include specific numbers. Get 8 hours of sleep every night for 1 week. The key is choosing targets that feel interesting and challenging, not something you're 100% confident you can achieve. These wins should feel like breakthroughs that reveal new capabilities, starting small but growing more ambitious as you progress. For example, someone recovering from depression might start with take a 5-minute walk 3 times this week before advancing to complete a 30-minute workout routine 4 times a week. A breakthrough moment represents a major positive turning point in your super better journey, like Alex Goldman riding his bicycle again 6 months after being hit by a car. These moments demonstrate your strength, resilience, and commitment to your goals. While breakthrough moments can happen unexpectedly, actively planning for them offers advantages. Deciding what constitutes your breakthrough requires reflection on your strengths, values, and goals, leading to important self-insight. Some examples include giving a public speech after battling anxiety, completing a 5K run after recovering from injury, or maintaining a meditation practice for 30 consecutive days. About 1 in 4 super better epic wins are sneak up sideways wins, goals that are tangential or seemingly unrelated to one's primary challenge. Like philosopher John Stuart Mill's observation that happiness should be approached sideways like a crab, sometimes tackling an indirect goal proves more effective than confronting problems directly. For example, Laura, a new mother, chose help other new moms as her epic win rather than focusing solely on self-care. By creating helpful strategies for other mothers, she found daily purpose while navigating postpartum challenges. Another example is someone managing chronic pain who focuses on learning a new language, finding that the mental engagement helps reduce their perception of pain. Keeping score helps you track your progress and internalize the 7 gameful rules. The simplest way to track super better progress is through a daily score. 3 power-ups plus 1 bad guy battle plus 1 quest equals a daily win. This super better dose was scientifically tested and fits easily into daily routines while building significant resilience. Setting personal records builds momentum and provides insight into your potential, such as most powerful hour, maximum power-ups in 1 hour, or longest daily win streak, consecutive days getting your daily dose. Additional scoring methods might include tracking combo moves, combining multiple power-ups in creative ways, achievement unlocks, reaching specific milestones, or level-up moments, mastering new skills or strategies. Many Super Better players create custom scorecards that align with their specific goals and challenges, making the process more personally meaningful and engaging. The Super Better method includes structured adventures that combine power-ups, bad guys, and quests to tackle specific challenges. These carefully designed adventures help strengthen relationships, energize the body, and discover hidden time for priorities. Clinical trials showed that completing all 3 adventures over a 6-week period produced remarkable improvements in mood, 23% increase, social support, 20% increase, optimism, 15% increase, and self-confidence, 18% increase. The Love Connection adventure develops stronger relationships through 10 sequential quests over 10 days. It teaches 5 research-backed power-ups for building love and connection while battling 5 common relationship obstacles like criticism, defensiveness, and emotional withdrawal. The first quest introduces active constructive responding, ACR, the scientifically proven top skill for building relationships. Used by organizations from the U.S. Army to Fortune 500 companies, ACR involves 4 key components. Showing genuine enthusiasm, that's amazing. Asking engaging questions, how did you make that happen? Expressing authentic happiness, I'm so excited for you. And helping others savor positive experiences, tell me more about how it felt. Other Love Connection quests include the Super Powerful Thank You, developed by Dr. Kelly McGonigal, which transforms gratitude into a deeper connection through 3 steps. Identifying the specific benefit received, your help made this project possible. Acknowledging the effort involved, I know you stayed late to finish this. And spotting the strength displayed, Your attention to detail really shows. The adventure also teaches conversational strength spotting by training players to ask questions like, "What's exciting you lately?" and identify others' character strengths in action. Players learn to flip lonely thoughts through cognitive reappraisal. "I'm alone" becomes "I have time to recharge," and practice self-compassion using the hands-over-heart technique while speaking kind words to themselves. The Ninja Body Transformation Adventure revolutionizes physical health through unconventional, stealthy strategies rather than traditional dieting. It introduces four fundamental rules backed by behavioral science. Don't diet, focus on sustainable habits. Ignore your scale, measure progress through energy and strength. Eat foods that make you feel stronger, develop body awareness, and do activities that make you feel powerful, build confidence through movement. Research from UCLA shows that 95% of diets fail long-term, with dieters regaining weight plus an additional 10% within 5 years. Instead, this approach helps players develop intuition about nourishing foods and empowering activities through daily experiments and body awareness exercises. The Time-Rich Adventure transforms players' relationship with time through evidence-based techniques for developing time affluence, the feeling of having abundant time for what matters most. Research from Yale shows that time-rich people are 40% more likely to volunteer, experience 25% lower stress levels, and report significantly higher life satisfaction. The adventure teaches practical strategies like time-blocking important activities, eliminating time confetti, scattered small interruptions, and practicing temporal generosity. Surprisingly, studies reveal that time affluence correlates more strongly with time management habits and perception than with actual free hours, suggesting that feeling time-rich is a learnable skill rather than a function of schedule. The Super Better Method isn't just about playing a game. It's about fundamentally transforming how you approach life's challenges through the lens of game design principles. By living according to the 7 gameful rules, you develop sophisticated control over your attention, thoughts, and feelings. This mental mastery allows you to reframe obstacles as quests and setbacks as opportunities for power-ups. For example, when facing a difficult project, you might break it down into smaller side quests or identify power-ups like taking strategic breaks or recruiting an accountability partner. The method teaches you to transform anyone into a potential ally, from the barista who makes your morning coffee to longtime friends and family members. These connections create a robust support network that amplifies your resilience. You learn to strengthen existing relationships by engaging others in your quests and celebrating their achievements as fellow players in life's grand game. The approach taps into natural capacities for self-motivation by activating the same psychological rewards that make games engaging: achievement, progress tracking, and meaningful choices. When you spend your bonus life wisely, you'll recognize 5 key signs of post-ecstatic and post-traumatic growth in yourself. First, becoming stronger means developing newfound personal strength and resilience, like discovering you can handle challenges you once thought impossible. Second, growing closer manifests as more intimate relationships and deeper compassion as you learn to be vulnerable and supportive with others. Third, gaining clarity strengthens your priorities about what truly matters, helping you focus energy on meaningful goals. Fourth, becoming braver empowers you to pursue new dreams and opportunities without being paralyzed by fear. Finally, growing greater results in a stronger sense of purpose or deeper wisdom about your place in the world. Research demonstrates the tangible benefits of resilience-building activities on life expectancy. Each minute of physical activity adds 7 minutes to your life through improved cardiovascular health and stress reduction. Meaningful social connection is worth up to 3 bonus hours daily through reduced cortisol levels and enhanced immune function. Working toward epic wins for 6 weeks potentially adds 5 days by creating positive neurological changes and hormone balance. Perhaps most significantly, seating positive emotions through gratitude, optimism, and joy can add up to a decade to your lifespan. This isn't just about extending life, it's about spending your bonus life now on what matters most, avoiding common deathbed regrets like working too much or losing touch with friends. The most important insight from Superbetter is that you already possess everything you need to overcome challenges. You simply need a framework to access these innate capabilities. You are stronger than you know, with untapped reserves of resilience waiting to be discovered. You're surrounded by potential allies who can support your journey, from close family to casual acquaintances. As the hero of your own story, you have the power to write your narrative and choose your path forward. The game simply helps you discover and practice these strengths in a structured, enjoyable way that makes personal growth feel less like work and more like play. Whether you're facing depression, chronic pain, relationship struggles, or simply wanting to live with more vitality and purpose, the Superbetter Method offers a playful yet powerful path to becoming the hero you were always meant to be.